Mayors from across New York have a bone to pick with the Cuomo administration. It's the governor's proposal for a 2% tax freeze over 2 years. It would reward communities with property tax rebates if local governments implement austerity measures to keep their growth under the cap. It sounds great on the surface, but as the Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan discovered at the New York Conference of Mayors held in Albany recently, looks can be deceiving.
The conference got underway with leadership cutting right to the chase. They jumped over issues like decreased AIM funding, school budgets, and the prevalence of vacant properties in some municipalities, and went right to the tax cap. NYCOM President and Manoa Mayor Dick Donovan says Governor Cuomo and the legislature just don't seem to understand.
I think it's something that really discourages some of the local communities that have been doing the right things to keep their budgets down and keep their taxes down. And we're not getting credit currently for what we have done.
During the opening meeting, East Aurora Mayor Alan Kasbersak went a step further, saying he was tired of the state's towns and villages being treated as, quote, low-hanging fruit by Governor Cuomo.
Here we are trying to work these services for these people, and we're being played upon as the boogeyman. We're the economic problem that's dragging this state down, where I think if you go and you talk to various mayors of these villages, they will tell you, look, we're operating at peak efficiency here. Why are you throwing up more roadblocks in our way?
In addition to the tax cap, what seems to burn the mayors most is that they don't feel they're getting credit for any of the austerity or consolidation work they've already done.
Definitely unfair. We should get credit for the hard work that we put into our budgets and for the things that we've tried to implement for our residents, and we've done it. We've worked hard to do it, so we should get credit for it.
That's Menands Mayor Meg Grenier. She says villages like hers have largely part-time staff working miracles on tight budgets to meet residents' needs. She says her village already shares services with the town of Colony and the county of Albany. To help NYCOM members and their constituents fully understand the effects of state mandates on local government, NYCOM Executive Director Peter Baines announced StopTheTaxShift.org. That's a website highlighting what conference leadership says are the 50 most egregious executive orders from the state. But it wasn't all fire and brimstone. NYCOM President and Manoa Mayor Dick Donovan says he hopes mayors in attendance and across the state engage in a dialogue with their legislators about what local governments are doing to save money and how some are struggling to do it. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.